Sup, Milione?
Hey, it was nice talking to you. Thanks for talking to me. It was like really interesting knowing someone from the other part of the globe. I hope we would be co-hosting again.
Thank you for that artist. I'm Azealia Banks. And I think the song you was thinking about was called The Big, Big Beat, which is pretty dope for a house track, so yeah. Thank you.
Million, this is Jesse Ray calling from Temp Radio. Thank you for the love and support. I appreciate the favor. It means a lot. Have a great day.
Happy New Year. This is Million. Happy 23. It's a great start. It's January and I'm off recording on my podcast. So do join in for the comedy and loads of music that will be released over the next coming months. I hope you do enjoy the new releases. Happy New Year, everyone. So I was sitting there in the summertime. It was a hot, lovely day, and my brother decided to elope to my destination out of the woods, where I was sitting quietly and trying to avoid everyone, especially family members. So he comes over, right, and he says, "You know what, sis?" Goes, "What?" "You know, things are really tight and expensive, rise in inflation and stuff." Like, yeah, get to the point, what is it? He goes, "See those pigeons over there?" Like, "Yeah, what about the pigeons?" At this point, the pigeons are coming closer because British pigeons have got an attitude, apparently. He's like, "Yeah, I might need to snatch a few for dinner." I was like, "Oh my God, I think I'm vegan." Happy New Year! Much love, Millie Eon. Today I am going to have a comedy section. So today's topic is don't do drugs, guys. You never guess what? My so-called friend invited me round. Fuck, you know. I like trying different things, but this time I tried too many different things, let's put it that way. So they were like, "Yeah, you're gonna do a line," and I was like, "What?" They were like, "Yeah." I was like, "Do you know what? You're only yellow. You only live once, so yeah, why not?" Tried a few lines, and before you know it, I got overly emotional. I started talking about my problems from care and how the system had failed me. I got so emotional, but luckily, I just managed to have a cuddle at that point, which is really sweet. But then again, the saga continued. As I left the party, days on leading after my drug taking, that's why you should not do drugs, okay? Never again. But anyway, my little drug taking party continued for 3 days. I absolutely fucked my head up. My head was spinning around like Kylie Minogue. I was sick, but I wasn't sick because I wasn't throwing up. I felt like the world was spinning around and around and around, and I won't be doing that ever again. I was feeling like I had diarrhea but constipation at the same time. I was feeling like crying but laughing at the same time. At one point I had this twitch. I was like, "Oh my God, what's that? I tried to shut my eyes. My eyes opened. I tried to sit down. I kept on standing up. I was hungry. I got food. I just looked in the food because I'm going to eat it. I was just fucked. And then this massive pounding headache just came on the right side of my brain. I thought, that's it, isn't it? I took the wrong shit. I'm going to be like, what's his name? I'll probably OD or something. Then I thought about calling the ambulance, and I thought about all the questions they'd ask about my drug taking habit. So I thought, I'm sure I could green and bear it. There's no need for an ambulance. And yeah, I just managed to get myself home. And I just thought to myself, cocaine is not the one for me. Never again will I ever try cocaine. Look, I just wanted to experience it, alright? Don't judge me. Just wanted to feel what the buzz was all about. What's the hypeness about? You only live once, hello. But you know what? I don't think cocaine's for me. Not for my main brain. Never again will I be trying cocaine. Have tried speed, and yeah, I scared myself when I looked at myself in the mirror because my eyeballs looked so big. And yeah, I guess the moral of the topic is, guys, don't do drugs, okay? Signing out. Stay sober, guys. Drugs is not the way. Love, Millie. So it's the new year, thought I'd start the new year with a bang. So my friend invited me round, and yeah, went round, and they were like, we're having a party, whatever. I was like, yeah, I'm bored, why not, I'll come round. Went round there, and they're like, yeah, would you like to try one? I thought, try what? I was like, a line in that, and I thought, well, I usually smoke weed, but yeah, hello, you live, what, let me see what this cocaine's about, right? And I thought, yeah, I'll try some, go on. My mum will be turning in her grave, but anyway, look at me, line after line, like some fucking professional cocaine taker. Should have seen it. I was sniffing it, like, I was born to do it. It was just, yeah, different. But anyway, so they've all like gotten high, whatever. And because it's my first time, I thought about all my problems, like from care and that. And I thought about how like the system let me down and all that. I started getting emotional, like, I had tears in my eyes, all sorts, yeah. And I was explaining to the guy how fucking invited me rad. That how emotional it was, but luckily he just gave me a cuddle and that, which is really nice and made me feel all right. Fuck knows. So yeah, my cocaine taking habit carried on for the rest of the night. So like, I thought, yeah, let's try some more. Fuck knows what was on, but yeah, I thought, bring it on, innit, YOLO. I thought to myself, you only experienced things once. I thought, well, why not try it? Because I've never really tried it. And I'm like, oh, everyone talks about it, how like magnificent it is and all that. Yeah. And I thought, yeah, I'll try it tonight. You should have seen me. I was like a fucking Olympian champion running tracks. So all of a sudden, it's like, all done, yeah? And I thought, oh, is that it then? And I thought, oh, right. So, like, the next day, when I woke up, I felt like shit, innit? I felt like the world was going to end. Like, I felt like my head was spinning around, like Kylie Minogue. It was just spinning. I had this, like, pounding headache, like, on the right side of my fucking skull. Yeah, I wanted to cry, but no tears were coming out of my eyes. I was hungry, but then I felt angry. And then I felt, I just was in a bad mood. I was real, like, well, stroppy in that. And then I thought, I'm definitely not taking this anymore. Definitely not my choice of drug. And I thought, is this what the hype's all about? Because right now, I've got a massive migraine, yeah? I want to eat, but I don't want to eat. Then I was standing, but I wanted to sit down. It's like my brain was twitching or something. right? Felt sick, but nothing was coming out, and I thought, oh, fuck this, I'm gonna phone an ambulance. Then I paused myself and I thought about all the questions that the ambulance people wanna know about my fucking cocaine habit. I thought, not tonight. So I lied the ambulance. I thought, oh, I'll grin and bear it, whatever. Hopefully I'll feel better tomorrow. Next day carried on for about 3 days, yeah. I was fucked, literally. Couldn't move. I was in pain, right, on my spine and that. I was sweating. Yeah, literally like a Friday, like when what's his name takes fucking crack or something and he locks himself out in a cage. If you watch Friday, leave the comment in the comment box below. But yeah, moral of the story is, don't do drugs, people. Drugs is not the one, especially cocaine. I will never ever take that shit again. And furthermore, yeah, I felt like, what if something's happening to me? Because like, the right side of my skull was like proper pounding, and I thought, is this the end of me? Is this how fucking am I all seasoned or something? I was real panicking at the same time, yeah. That will teach me. But anyway, moral of the story is, don't do drugs, guys. Drugs is not the one. Drugs is not cool, especially cocaine and that. And I thought to myself, what is really the hype on this shit, right? It's shit to me, because like the experience of it all just made me think, oh, never again, mate. I felt like I was fucking, you know, constipated, but I felt like I wanted to have diarrhea at the same time. Does it make sense? I was nearly shitting myself and that, and I thought, this is not the way to live life, really. Like, why would I do this in the first place? I just thought I was a total idiot, but at the same time, I thought I was a hero, because who really's got the guts to try things like I do? Do you know what I mean? It's like, what am I doing next? Scuba diving with sharks and that? No, I allow that. They might see me as a fucking seal. Alright, and what? Jump out of a plane? No. Not doing all of that. I think my daredevil life is like, that's it. I'm not doing any more of this crazy stuff. So if you've got any experiences that you want to share about your drug taking, or you've got things to say about what you've been through with drugs, leave your comments in the comments box. Me personally, I think my mates were shocking. First of all, I only thought they smoked weed until they brought out the lines, and I'm not judging on it, nothing here, but it's like, it's not really my thing. You get me? Like, is it really a thing? I'm trying to like, get my head around it. Why would you want to feel like that? Why would you want to feel like that and spend money? You must be joking. See you later. So like, I'm not sure if like my sibling is taking a piss or what, yeah, sitting in the park and that, like just minding my own business, whistling at one point or the other. My brother comes round and says, you know your toes? I was like, what about my toes? He goes, you know that when a crow lands on a branch on a tree and that? And they're like, where's this going? But anyway, yeah, what? He goes, your toes look like the crow feet and that. I couldn't believe the fucking rudeness. I looked over at my toes and I thought, what's he talking about? I just got them pedicured. There's no way my fucking toes looking like no crow. Was he having a laugh or something? Then I realised how big his head was. And I started thinking, is this really my sibling? So I turned around to him and I said, you know what? I need a DNA test because I fully believe you're not my sibling.
Within
inflation prices and everything, one has to look a pigeon for dinner. I was sitting in the park minding my own damn business until I thought, do you know what, I can't fucking take it no more. Like, how much is chicken? I looked at a flock of pigeons right across and I thought, that's a whole year's worth of food. Imagine that. A year's worth of food, a year's of me not going to Sainsbury's and that. Belly full of everything. No jerk chicken, rice and crisps. Pigeon every day. Pigeon. Pigeon. I might call it pigeon. Just to be posh in that, innit? Pigeon. Oh, what are you having for dinner tonight? Oh, I don't know. Maybe pigeon? Oh, pigeon? What's that? It's a special word. I'll tell people. This is seriously, people. This is what inflation's got me thinking in my head right now. And the amount of dirt that I think pigeons are thinking, they're well-meaning in that, but my belly's been thinking, I could wash that. Yeah, a bit of vinegar, a bit of salt, lemon and that, thyme, garlic. Listen, when I finish with this pigeon, yeah, people line up for a pigeon. That's how deep it is. I might start a pigeon restaurant. But then I thought of that and I thought, allow it, because now that I'm vegan in that, maybe it's all right that the chicken prices are up and I'm not eating pigeon food, innit? Just having a laugh, people. I've never eaten a pigeon. In fact, I've given up eating meat now, so hope you enjoy my comedy. Love your comments below in the comments box. Ta-da! Hey guys, today my comedy sketch is based on the messages that I sometimes receive, so no offense to anyone, and if you feel offended, please leave this fucking channel immediately. So anyway, I got a message saying this the other day. Hello, this is a massage for the lady. The lady, you're just opening your mouth and eating like crocodile, eh? What of the sharks? What are they supposed to do about this situation? And so I thought to myself, what the fuck? You ever just sit in the park and think, why the fuck won't people leave me alone? Fuck's sake, dogs come. Dropped his ball, he wants me to pick him up. I've never seen this shit in my whole entire life. But here he is, eloping his owner, escaping. It looks like he's actually trying to escape his owner, just to run towards me. I was quite rather chuffed by it, but then I thought, I don't fucking know you. But I love dogs, so I couldn't help but pick up his slimy little ball and just throw it away, as far away as possible. Guess what? He picked it up, ran past his own, almost knocked his owner over, just to run back to me for me to pick up the ball. For me to pick his ball up. I mean, I must have some kind of special energy that attracts babies and animals and strangers talking to me. For some reason, people randomly love having a conversation. Do I have therapists on my forehead? I've got my own issues to deal with, all right? I just want to be left alone. I can never be left alone. I'm coming to terms with that. And, hoping to win the lotto so I can buy a fucking island. Be on my own in the fucking order. What? Because I'm not having it no more. I just want peace and quiet, for fuck's sake. I came to the place. The lady was very fish horse with me. She said that I look like an African. I did not say that you look like an African crocodile. I said that you look like a shark. A shark. Don't twist my words. Don't twist my words. Sitting there thinking, when's this argument going to finish?
And then she ended up like a gazelle jumping over the fence, like she was fancy. Hands off, fancy. Hey. I could not believe my eyeball, my mouth, and my tongue for what I was about to say to her. I thought, oh yes, this is getting heated out here. Then what happened? And then she continued her diaspora. I mean, looking at the fucking dish, you think you're diaspora? What the fuck? This diaspora mean? But anyway, yeah, and then what happened? And she was just a rude girl. Why you call the rude girl from Jamaica? Talking to me as if I'm not the village chief. Can you even do that? I will send you to Crocodile. Crocodile is more vicious than a sea shark. You will be shocked. I will take the nigga writers out of you and you will not be with us. Just remember that I told you on this today. Hey!
Do you ever think, what the fuck did you just say? So I'm there thinking, alright, I'm sure it's not that deep, is it? You lot can be friends, can't you?
Certainly not. I will hang her. I will throw her as far as possible.
I think this is ridiculous. No cap, B. No cap, innit, Lord? Man's on this thing. It's deep out here, innit? Man ain't even capping like that. Thinking, alright. Fuck knows what that means, but yeah, carry on. Yeah, innit? Like, I langed it, innit? My dude, innit? He was on the corner side, so I thought, right, boy, let me go check my boy, innit? I'm thinking, you've been checking your boy rather regularly. Does that mean you're a homosexual? But anyway, yeah, man's gonna check their boy, innit? I'm gonna go check my boy, innit? Me and my boy. How come it's always you and your boy? Are you a homosexual? No, that's deep. Yeah, I think, does anyone speak English in this day and age? Fuck's sake.
With rising inflation, one has to all to think about alternative solutions. Therefore, my lights in the house are now battery operated, and therefore I shan't be using any more electrical appliances, unless of course it's for a cuppa. Furthermore, a cup of tea, if you don't know what a fucking cuppa is. Not a cap in your ass, but a cuppa. I'm delighted to see so much pigeons in the park, because one ought to resolve the solution of the chicken prices within the vicinity. And I have got the absolute perfect solution, is to get the grey pigeons first and then get the brown ones, because they're rather quite tasty, I believe. They look loader chunky and plumpy, and therefore they'd be the first on the list. And furthermore, to cut inflation with the heating solution, I've decided to go out to my local Venturi's parks and pick up some solid wood. That way I can inflame the whole building and keep it warm for years to come. Years. And therefore, everything will not just be warm, but things will be really hot once I light up with the gas. Yes, that would be the solution to cutting these infamous gas prices and taking us to a level that we can actually, as commoners, can actually afford from such postcodes. Because I need my weed money and the budget does not last. I've been smoking grass from the past, and one cannot get high on such. And therefore, the grass
growing solution in the pots shall be the alternative to such inflammatory pricing. I digress. What the fuck was I saying? Is there Tabrowski I see in my vicinity? Yes, Marsiah, what do you say? I shan't and I shall shank you. Shank who? From what postcode? Yes, my size, I say you shan't be round here, round these ends. What do you say? I only live across the road. But one cannot mark this side of the fence. Okay, territorial. Well, whatever do you mean? It's a free world.
Well, not this side of the park, so the man will shank you in it, bruv. Man's got to stay in the postcode, bruv. What are you doing?
I've never heard such fucking bullshit in my life. I live, literally, on one road, you live on the other. You're telling me I cannot come to your vicinity? Must be on drugs. You ever just sit there and think, am I talking to a chicken or a human being? That's what I heard. I'm not sure if I've got such a wild imagination or what, but I was literally sitting there thinking, when is this going to end? Woman chickened out.
What the hell was saying?
That's all I heard. My brain was boom, ch, boom, boom, ch, boom, boom. I blinked once, blinked twice. I thought, I'm fucking out of here. Wore my glasses and walked out. What is wrong with me? I need therapy. I walk into a Jamaican shop, and this is certainly what always happens. Hello there. Can I have the jerk rice, peas, and chicken, please?
That. Done.
Okay, in that case, I'll just have the dumpling and curry goat, please, with the sauce.
That finish.
Okay, can I have the, this point, I'm really shaking. Can I have... My heart is racing. I don't know what to say. Should I just mention the pie that's in a window or not? That pie in a window?
That is for someone to collect.
Okay. Can I have anything at all to eat? I don't know what you have in your restaurant.
I just wanted to eat a black pepper food.
Is there anything at all? I'm just a customer here.
Well, no, I have not until about 6 o'clock. You have to return then.
Why are Jamaicans so angry? And one returns to the massive postcodes where there is regular stabbings and all sorts. Here reporting, Katie Mitchell on the east coast of England. We are now talking to one of the wild ones to investigate what actually happened, as the police don't have a clue. We're going inside to get inside information. This is one of the wild ones standing right here, about to address and announce the speech.
Yeah, so when I came in, I was like looking dappy in that, yeah. Hold on, bruv. I told you not to come with them big boy camera around here, really. There's better crackers than that live around my vicinity, you know.
Oh, we're so sorry. We're not looking for trouble. We're just here to interview a few of you wild ones.
Wild ones? Who the hell is wild ones? You want to get a shank from?
No, believe it. This is what I was listening to the other day. Someone explained to me that they did not like spices. Oh, yes. We went round to Cecilia's, and the food was rather peculiar. And Cecilia did mention earlier that the food would be peculiar. I like mine plain. It's rather plain.
almost dead-like. Nothing inside. Because I can't take Cecilia's peculiar food. It was just too much spices. It was peculiar.
Oh, yes. We can see that you applied for this position and that you overqualified for the position. Whatever do you mean? You called me here for an interview. Yes, because you had a rather white-sounding name and it turns out you're a nigger. But anyway, thou digress. This company holds a policy of white people only. Do you know that? Well, no, I just applied. I have no idea. And furthermore, you've got a PhD and none of us in this office do. So I suggest you apply somewhere else where you can demonstrate such high-skilled skills, nigger.
You get a jump here.
Come on, 55k. Do you think we care to give a nigger
55k? Driving around in a range, paid mortgages.
No. Even if you do have a PhD, Negro, I regret or I digress to tell you that the position that has been filled. So why the fuck did you bring me here for an interview? Because we thought you were white. You sounded white on your CV. And now that we've actually got to see your fucking face, we all want to vomit. Now, be gone, and we will call you.
Yes, next candidate, please. Oh, hello there. Yes, it's me. Oh, is that you? Is that, right, Miss McCollin? Yes, indeed it is. Oh, this way, please. Sure, certainly. So, tell us about yourself.
I did send in my CV. Yes, and? So, I suggest you tell me about myself. Did you even read my CV?
Oh, yes. We can see here that you've got a doctorate in how do you say? Oh, right. Yes. Wow. That's pretty impressive. And you also studied at Cambridge University? Wow. Right.
Yes, Miss McCollin, do you mind just waiting outside? Because apparently we made a mistake. We thought you were white and you're actually black. So give us 5 minutes to actually compose ourselves and come over the shock of your skin colour for having so much qualifications and experiences. This job is 135k and we have other candidates. Yes, we have other candidates that we are potentially interested in, and we wouldn't fucking tell you that if we were interested in you, okay? So please take 5 minutes and we'll reach a decision.
Fucking hell, Kate, she's fucking black.
Oh no, not another one. Surely not. Would she take a salary of 5,000?
No, but we advertised as 135 KT.
Oh, then we've got to get rid of it. There's no way we can hire her. We can't give niggas like that 35.
She'll fucking look better than us, Kate. All the fucking facelifts that she'll get.
Oh, fuck. I've made her wait 25 minutes. Katie, I'll see you at lunch break, okay? We'll talk about this.
Oh, yeah, yes. Miss Ricoden, could you come back in, please? Yes.
Unfortunately, we've decided that you're overqualified. And we're looking for someone who has no fucking experience, okay? And, but why? Because I have a PhD or overqualified. What do you mean? Could you explain further? We'll give you the explanation when we write to you, send you an email, the way you applied. And I'm afraid my time's running out. I've got a lot of people to interview today. You're just too black, okay? Just evacuate the building. And if you don't leave in the next 2 minutes, we'll call security and the police on you, okay? So please leave before it gets ugly in here. Okay, goodbye. When racism takes place and you just walked into the building.
Oh, hello. How can I help? No, I'm just looking around, you know, just having a browse. Thank you very much. Sure, okay.
Have you seen that lady? Yes, she just walked into the building. She looks poor. I could just vomit on her.
But, sorry, do you have an appointment? No, I'm just browsing. Just browsing, you know, like everyone else. Sure, okay. Sorry, madam, you can't actually sit there. Why not? Because sitting there is for rich motherfuckers and you look poor, so please don't sit on that chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I guess I'll stand over.
No standing over there.
But why not?
Because the aristocrats would be walking in that vicinity in the next 5 minutes. Possibly. I don't know, I just made it up. But anyway, yeah, you can't stand over there.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll just go and sit on...
No, 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 please leave. Leave. Security! Would you escort this lady out of this fucking building because she looks poor? And too black to be here. Thank you.
Yes, this is a message for Mrs. I'm sorry. Mrs. Yeah, anyway. Just to let you know that the position's now been filled. You were overqualified and we felt that you aced the interview and that you'd be too good for us. And the amount of jealousy and hatred that we had towards you when you walked into our offices for this interview is absurd. Your shoes looked like Jimmy's shoes and... You were just too stylish for us and too pretty. And for your age, you looked rather quite half your age and we were actually shocked to see you. And hence why we've all decided that we can't have you at our organisation. The fact that you're black means that you will lack... Unfortunately, this is the world we live in. We are aware that you have attended university and have all the possible qualifications for this position. However, I regret to tell you that Miss Akru, whatever your name is. Anyway, bye.
Argument between three different friends from three different backgrounds and the same neighbourhood.
I thought you were, I thought you thought, it's the chicken I like.
What do you mean? I did your chicken Malay.
No, it's roast chicken I like.
Well, I've got a solution. Why don't we all cook some pigeon? Pigeon at my house tonight. You're all invited and you're all welcome.
Oh, that's a good idea, Papa.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna bring the chocolate, yeah? I'm gonna jerk the jerk, yeah?
Anito, I will make the jollof rice. It will be a party tonight, and everything will be alright.
Alright, then. I guess I'll see you at 7 p.m. Is that alright?
Hey! See you, my sister. I will see you then. I'm bringing the tiny bone to the house.
Yeah, man, I'll bring some jerk sauce.
Shouldn't it be how it should be? But none of you is fucking invited. You can't get out of it.
As we approach the vicinity, this is Katie Hopkins live at BBC Three. As we come into the vicinity, we are unarmed, but we fear that we will be harmed. As we looked at the Serengeti and the wild ones, wandering aimlessly.
Yeah, man, what are you doing in my neighborhood?
Nothing. We're just here to just record a few things.
That camera looks expensive, don't it? Allow you in it. There's bare cameras around here. Allow you still. Yeah, good job.
Yes, Stephen, reporting. Is everything all right? Yes, I've just been approached by a random hood nigger. Yes, my heart is pounding, but I'm trying to do this job. Okay, I shall see you at lunch. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, blood. What are you doing in my ends? What are you doing? You're calling me a dickhead.
Right. We're leaving. Katie. Mark. Pack your stuff. Mark the ground. We got to go. We're underground. We won't be overground. We gotta go underground. We won't be overground. We gotta go over. Katie, why do you speak like such a negro? I don't know. I've been contaminated by being a news reporter in the hood. I think I need a new job as a pilot or something. Because this reporting shit is getting on my fucking nerves. I've been threatened by two hood niggers this afternoon, threatening to take my equipment. I think I'll ask Dad if I could go to pilot school, because I'd rather fly planes in the sky. Oh, planes in the sky, Daddy. I'd like to go to flight school. Yes. No, I think this news reporting shit, I've had enough of it. I'd rather crash a plane. Yes, Dad. Thank you for the 100K, Daddy. I'm on the plane right now. Thank you so much. Daddy, you're the best. Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. I've got a guest with me tonight. Tonight we'll be discussing poetry. So I've got Rob in the studio with me, and Rob's going to tell us a bit about his poetry and also discuss where you can find his platform.
Yeah, hi, I'm Robert Not Robot, and I'm a poet that loves words, loves the way that the power that they give me to communicate. And then I'm willing to chat, and you know, come and chat with us.
Yeah, where can they find you?
Okay, on Instagram, my name's Rob Not Robot, and yeah, that's my doodle page. In other words, I just put my for fun stuff there. So go there, see, check me out.
Amazing stuff. So do check out Rob's podcast, and I believe he will be having an audiobook out. So do follow him on his Instagram page, Love and Light